Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. Some of Australia's biggest companies have had their gender pay gap data made public for the first time, with transport, construction and mining among the worst affected. The Workplace Gender Equality Agency has published the median gender pay gaps of nearly 5,000 private sector employers with 100 or more workers. Federal Minister for Women, Katie Gallagher, says the publication of the data will encourage businesses to improve.
Businesses themselves conscious of their results can look at ways, if they need to make progress about closing that gender pay gap. So this is about transparency and accountability. It's about the fact that we still have a persistent and substantial gender pay gap in this country.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has defended the state's police commissioner against criticism of her response to recent murders. Police Commissioner Karen Webb has described her critics as haters after a state MP called on her to be a strong leader and accused the senior officer of losing the support of her colleagues. Mr. Minns says he believes the commissioner has acted appropriately.
In the first instance, there's been an investigation. There will be an investigation into police procedures, particularly as it relates to firearms. Second point I'd make here is that there is a continuing and important murder investigation that needs to continue.
US President Joe Biden says he hopes a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza can take effect by the end of the week. Talks have reportedly resumed in Qatar, with discussions expected to follow in Cairo to secure the release of dozens of hostages held in Gaza, as well as Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. Mr. Biden says he hopes to see a ceasefire in place by March 4.
Well, I hope by the beginning of the weekend. I mean, the end of the weekend. At least my national security advisor tells me that we're close. We're close. It's not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
Chinese sanctions on Australian wine, worth $1 billion, appear to be on track to be removed by the end of March. Federal Trade Minister Don Farrell has met with his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the World Trade Organization's ministerial conference in Abu Dhabi. Beijing has said it's reviewing the trade ban under a 5-month process after Canberra agreed to suspend a dispute lodged with the WTO until March 31st. China introduced sanctions worth $20 billion in 2020 after the then coalition government called for an independent inquiry into China's role in the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's SBS News in Easy English.